But here at Avonlea Ice Arena, the Ferris State Bulldogs get a 2-1 win, and now we are joined in the Johnson Automotive postgame show by the goaltender for Ferris State tonight, Darren Smith. And Darren, you get your first win here, a close game, 10 seconds in the last moments. Just give us your emotions after getting that W.
I mean, it feels pretty good. Like, that's about as good as a first college start gets. I mean, the guys played awesome in front of me, made my job real easy. First two periods, I think all the shots came from, like, the blue line pretty much, and then the third, they started coming on strong there, and the guys blocked a lot of shots.
Absolutely, and it seemed like this was a pretty high-intensity series. Teams were evenly matched. You got to experience a little bit of the Badgers last night coming in relief for the third period. Did that help you at all preparing once you knew you were going to start today, knowing that you'd seen a period against this team?
Yeah, it definitely helped. Like, you get used to, like, what their, like, plays are and what they tend to do once they get in the offensive zone. Like, they threw out, like, backdoor passes a lot or tried for that or tips from the point. So coming in third yesterday really helped with that.
For you guys, penalty killing, you've been working on that consistently. And tonight, the one goal you did allow was on the penalty kill, but late in the game, the late penalty to your captain, Kyle Shemp, and it got a little scrambly down there, but you're able to hold things off. What kinds of things are you looking to do? Is it just get the puck out of the way, keep it out of the middle, those kinds of things late in the game?
Yeah, usually you just want to control your rebounds and, like, get as many whistles as you can, because usually the same guys are on the ice and trying to, like, kill the penalties or just get pucks out and block shots. So you want to slow play down as much as you can, and usually freezing the puck helps with that a lot.
Your first year here, your first couple months on campus, how much has Charles Williams helped, knowing that he's been around for a while? I'm sure he seems like a guy who's got an absolute great work ethic and a guy you can learn a lot from early on.
Definitely, he's a great role model. Tremendous goalie as well, very athletic, and he definitely helps watching him in practice and just taking pointers from him.
You get the victory, your first of the season, and I guess more than anything, you look to the next weekend right away. You got a Michigan Tech team that you did get on the ice for a little bit against them. What kinds of things do they do well, and what do you think you might have to prepare for this week in practice heading into a road series next weekend?
They're a very, very gritty team, fast forwards, usually play like us, kind of, like, gets pucks to the net as much as you can, and he's practiced playing prepare for that all week, so looking forward to that.
All right, Darren Smith joining us in the Johnson Automotive postgame show. Darren, congratulations on the first victory, hopefully the first of many for you, and we'll talk to you down the line.
Thanks a lot.